today's torrential rains. Also at SRNnews.com, primary voting today in four states. Voters trooping to the polls in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures up 90 points, NASDAQ futures 40 points higher. This is SRN News.
Good morning. I'm Mindy Lin with a check on your news. This newscast is underwritten by Auto Locator, targeting the buying, selling, and training needs of both dealers and individuals for over 30 years. Available at local convenience stores or online at auto-locator.com. A family of three was rescued Sunday morning after their boat capsized along the Dock Street Dam. Rescue officials say a husband, wife, and teenage daughter were out fishing along the dam around 11 a.m. when their anchor line got caught in some debris. The back of the boat went under, eventually capsizing them all together. Fortunately, a fisherman was nearby and he was able to rescue them from the water. No one was injured. According to ABC 27 News, the Harrisburg River Rescue and Emergency Services was able to successfully recover the overturned boat. And Pennsylvania's Emergency Management Agency has been monitoring the flooding. FEMA's Director Rick Flynn says part of North Central Pennsylvania, like Schuylkill and Columbia counties, got slammed with as much as 12 inches of rain over just the past few days. Emergency crews made dozens of water rescues involving drivers that got stuck and families that needed to be evacuated from their homes. Flynn told ABC 27 News that because of our ground being already saturated, if Pennsylvania were in the path of a tropical storm or hurricane, the flooding would be considerably worse. Looking at sports, in Major League Baseball action, in a doubleheader, the Braves beat the Marlins 9-1 and then again 6-1. Mets over the Yankees 8-5. Giants over the Dodgers 5-2.